Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
good evening, or good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you are on the world. I'm Pure Winsong, and I'm hosting the show together with Alex and Sean Christie. And we're looking very forward to do the Healing Fountain with you all, guys. So now I'm going to ask Shana. Are you online yet? Are you unmuted?
Yes, we are. I am.
Okay.
Are you there, Alex?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. And thank you for joining us, everyone. And welcome to our transatlantic co-creation. Because I'm here in the UK. Marika's Pure Winsong is over there in Holland, and Alex is in America. So I don't know what the weather's been like where you are, but it's been absolutely a beautiful autumn day today here. I believe there was snow in Canada yesterday, but it's been gorgeous here. So anyway, before we start, would you please make sure you have a candle to light when we do the candle ceremony in a few minutes? And also water for drinking. And make sure the candle is in a safe place, because you don't want to be using the water to put the fire out. And our special guest today will be our own Marika Pure Winsong. And she'll be telling us about her therapy that she's going to be using. I think it's Reiki. Is that right, Marika?
Yes, that's right.
But while you get your candles, while you get your candles ready and your water and make yourself comfortable, we're going to play Miss Magical's new song, It's called Magical Miss Magical by none other than the very talented Miss Magical.
Thank you.
Okay, then I want to ask Alex to put up the link again. And here's what we are going to do. I'd like you to preload the link. It's from a meditation. We are going to see it together in a few minutes. So please start preloading the link right now. And make sure that you turn down the volume, because Alex is going to play the MP3 file of this, because otherwise the people in the archives are not able to listen to it. So when you preload the link and turn down the volume, we make a count from 5 till 0, and then we press the play button, but it takes a while. In the meanwhile, you are preloading the link. I'm telling you a little bit about myself. I'm Pure Winsong, and I do Reiki healing sessions, and I work with angel cards. When I do a session on someone, I ask my guidance to help me, because I'm God's instrument. I'm intuitively guided to do whatever the receiver needs. Each session is different, and I am developing myself during the session together with the receiver. They are my guidance. They show me colors or let me feel energies, or they sing songs to me, whatever is needed. If needed, I see family members or animals who are on the other side of the veil. And I'm starting to remember my inner power more and more and use it. And when I start the session later on, I'd like you to assist me whenever you like, in whatever way you like, because it's a co-creative thing, and we're going to send the energies together to each other and to the world. The angels surrounding us, and the energy starts to flow as soon as we make heart-to-heart connections. That's why we first going to meditate, and after the meditation, we are going to do the candle ceremony, and then I'm going to read you the mantra, which is made by me. It came in my dreams and by automatically writing. So, and right after that we do the healing session. So it's going to be, I'm asking from you to concentrate really good on everything to keep the energy flowing nice and smooth. So now I'd like you to give up a heart in the chat room if you are ready and preloaded the link. And when you are not able to preload it, then it's not a problem at all, because you can hear it in the file which Alex will be playing. All right, I see all hearts in the chat room. That's beautiful. Thank you. Then we are going to count now, and when I'm at 0, you press the play button and listen to the show. Okay, have a wonderful meditation. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start.
Oh, that song is so beautiful. And that's the fabulous voice of Lucinda Drayton. And that song has a very special meaning for me also, as it inspired me to write my first angel song, It's Your Angel, which we might get to play next week or whenever. But anyway, right now we're going to do the candle ceremony, and I'm going to light my candle. I hope you're going to light yours, because it signifies that we're a healing circle of love and light. So we're lighting the candles for protection, and also because the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is one way in which we manifest our goals. And our goals today are to send and receive healing. And so we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm to assist us in our task of sending out healing to everyone in the chat room, all the listeners and the people who have their names on the list in Healing Fountain. So we're going to ask you all to synchronize your breathing, that in this way you connect with your Creator. He was there when you took your first breath. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. We're going to ask him to bring love and protection. Thank you. We'd like to ask the assistance of the Archangel Uriel of the East and ask that he bring us love and upliftment. Thank you. And the assistance of the Archangel Gabriel of the South to bring us love and wisdom. Thank you. And also the Archangel Raphael of the West to bring love and healing. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm, and we're going to ask that the angelic realm surround our circle of love and light and help us to send out the healing. Never feel unworthy to ask for the help of the angels, the Christ energy, or the Buddha energies, or the Creator. Because as sons and daughters of the Creator, we are co-creators and have a divine right to ask for help. In fact, the angels were created especially to help mankind. It's time to take back our divinity. And we are so loved unconditionally. You are loved unconditionally. Now, before Marika starts her healing therapy, she will say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shana. I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on our world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into one space. They are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. We are now starting to feel her heartbeat as the heartbeat for all humanity. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our hearts through the heart of Mother Earth and back to us and flowing all around the world through the hand we are holding. We can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you write down is your own name. Now please write it down. Now you can add any name you want, from any person, animal or plant you want. We even write down the name of our Mother Earth. I'll give you a little bit of time to write our names down. We shall write down the names of the people in the Healing Fountain list as well. And now that that is done, we see the Book of Healing backs down. She has stopped in the center of the earth, the place where our hearts are focused on. While we keep our focus, we continue on to a Reiki healing session. I softly smooth your aura with my hand now, wiping off all negative energies, the stress of the day. You feel it's wiped away right now. You are opening up right now to receive the healing energies. We can feel the energy flowing through all the chakras. I would like to ask you to lay your hands down on your chakras while I guide you. Put your hands on the base chakra and see it shining with a bright light with red sparkles. Now move your hands up to the sacral chakra and see the most beautiful orange light. Then go on to your solar plexus chakra. There we feel and see a yellow sun shining bright light. When we move on to the heart chakra, we start seeing a wonderful bright green mix with golden light. This is the place where the connection is made with each other. Now we go on to the throat chakra, where we see and feel a beautiful bright blue radiating from it. We lay our hands on our third eye chakra now to see the most beautiful purple emanating from it. And when we have reached our crown, it is like an expansion of wonderful bright sparkling light coming from within. It is the realm of the higher mind where we are now. and it creates a wonderful atmosphere where this energy finds itself. It's like a shower of light coming from above into our body. The energy fills our body from the bottom up. We can feel bright light energy flowing onto our foot soles and slowly filling it up until both our whole feet are energetically filled up from the soles to the ankles. And as it's filling up, it comes to our legs. And through our legs, it goes to our knees. And from our knees, it travels higher up to our thighs. And slowly progressing, it moves from our thighs to our hips. And from our hips, all the way up to our torso. And through the top of our torso, it spills out over our armpit into our arms. And from there, it leaps out to our hands. The fingers of our hands are filling up entirely until we have two hands completely filled up. It moving up where it meets our shoulders again. And from there it goes to our neck and further up to our head, even the tips of our ears are being filled up. It is overflowing into our crown chakra. And now we start feeling the energy everywhere. Our heart, our feet. It's like an expansion of wonderful, bright, sparkling light coming from above into our body. We are surrounded by light. It is everywhere. Suddenly, we realize ourselves that we are standing in a circle of light and that we can open our eyes and see each other's eyes, filled with so much love. They are overflowing with love and calmness. We make eye contact with all in circle, and we go from one face to the other face. It calms us down to look in each other's eyes. We intuitively know that we are healing together with our Mother Earth, because we are one. We recognize our mission on planet Earth as healers, because we all are healers, each in our own way. We are aware of our heart center. The feeling around our heart chakra makes such a difference as before this session. We feel the openness in that area and see the beam of light flowing out of it. We feel that this is our navigator. Our heart is our guidance. We feel love when we follow our path, and we shine the brightest light. When we let the healing energies working in, and while we enjoy that feeling, we feel oneness. We feel all that is. We are all that is. We sit back, relax ourselves a bit more, and enjoy the tunes of the music until I'm back at you.
Your love on my
Okay, here I am again. I softly smooth your aura again with my hands now. And then I have a warm black blanket to cover on you. It has all the colors of the rainbow and a golden glow on it. Coming from your legs and up until over your shoulders, and it protects you and it feels nice and warm. And now you can enjoy the feeling in your body while you are listening to this music and drink a glass of water to rinse yourself. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Marika, for that beautiful meditation. And we just
need to
thank you all for joining us. And thank Alex. Thank all the therapists in the chat room and the listeners. And all of you for joining us. Thank you. Don't forget, as with any aftercare of any therapy, toxins are released, and so you need to drink plenty of water. This also grounds you. We do need to be grounded because we're here living a physical life on Mother Earth. So keep yourself well grounded to Mother Earth. Next week, our special guest is Violet Marksevan. Her name on the gold ring is 11 Violet 11. And I think we're going to play a song written by my nephew, Simon Pollitt. It's sung by a Canadian girl, his singing partner, Katie. And together they're known as Smile at Strangers. And they're on YouTube and on MySpace as well. So we're going to bring you nearly back down to earth with this one. Thank you.
Started the year with a song and a smile in the north of Scotland, in the north of Scotland. He showed me how it's the simple things that count. It was such a good life. It was such a good life. Now it's clear. It was.
So I really hope that you guys enjoyed our show. I really want to thank you all for being here. And we are going to be back next week. And in the meanwhile, whenever you need healing, you can always listen in the archives because it works. So now we like to end with a song about oneness of Snatum. We see you all next week. Thank you very much for being here. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. Bye. And we'd just like to say that the angelic realm will be in the archives when anyone's listening to it, because they'll be helping to send out the healing. And we want to thank them so much for being here tonight and today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.